Good Thursday morning, my friends, and what a privilege it is for me to be able to start my day off together with you in God's Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 1, and Mark's Gospel is the shortest and perhaps the oldest of the four Gospels. It presents the story of Jesus in a straightforward, vigorous way, and which emphasizes what Jesus did, portraying Jesus as a man of action and authority. Today's reading opens with the preaching of John the Baptist, presented as the forerunner to Jesus, and with Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by John. Following his baptism, Jesus spends 40 days in the desert where he is tempted by Satan. Upon his return to Galilee, he begins preaching the good news and invites four fishermen to follow him. And as we continue in our Bible study this week, God's guiding word for us is discipleship. We are his disciples. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written, God said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you. Someone is shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people, and God will forgive your sins. Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, the man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Not long afterward, Jesus came from Nazareth in the province of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven opening and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my own dear Son. I am pleased with you. At once the Spirit made him go into the desert where he stayed 40 days, being tempted by Satan. Wild animals were there also, but angels came and helped him. After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and preached the good news from God. The right time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, catching fish with a net. And Jesus said to them, come with me, and I will teach you to catch people. At once they left their nets and went with him. He went a little farther on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And they were in their boat, getting their nets ready. And as soon as Jesus saw them, he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and went on with Jesus. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 1:15, where the writer of the gospel says, the right time has come, Jesus said, and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. And so, we're not seeing any progress, starting off small and going big. Jesus hits the ground, as it were, with, both feet moving. He is, in high speed. And as soon as he finishes his testing in the desert, he is there telling people about the kingdom of heaven. And at the same time, in the process of putting together his team, which would ultimately become the fathers of the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so a very important time in Jesus' life. I'm sure that if it were one of us, we'd want to make sure until we had the proper financing, or maybe we had the church building finished, or whatever it was that we, you know, thought was important to get accomplished before we started our ministry. But Jesus has none of that. He needs to begin telling everybody the good news of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And maybe we ought to stop making excuses and be like Jesus and just start telling people the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, in you, God's kingdom has come near. Open my heart and my mind to hear and receive the good news that you preach as I seek to follow you. Empower me with your Holy Spirit to be a messenger of the good news of repentance, forgiveness, and salvation. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Mark chapter 1, continuing in Mark chapter 1, where Jesus begins his public ministry. And so until tomorrow, may God's richest blessings be yours.